69, 215, 110. I'm going down Highway 110 in my big old pickup truck. I'm going down Highway 110 in my big old pickup truck. I'm going down Highway 110 listening to a podcast in my big old pickup truck.
Hey, it's Deeper, and welcome to another episode of the 110 Podcast, a podcast where I talk about one song in 10 minutes. This week, I'm featuring Down by Kenja. I don't remember how I found her. It was in my deep dive playlist. Like, the song was in my deep dive playlist. I don't even think it was Down. I had to go through her discography. But I dug it. And I went with Down because not only is it the latest single from January of 2025, I think it's the most upbeat and rockin' of what is on her discography, which is one album and single sprinkled throughout there. I'll talk about her and her music more later. With that, I am going to play a clip from Kenja. Yay, I got a clip. I love clips and I appreciate them so much. And then we're going to play a clip of the song, Down.
Hello, thank you for having me on your podcast. That's really cool. I'll tell you about my song. The song Down, I wrote it in a time period where I had no clue what purpose or direction my life was headed towards. No idea where I wanted to go, what I wanted to do, no moves, no goals ahead. It was really discouraging. I felt like every move I was making was just a shot in the dark with like no grasp of actually what I wanted to do, right? I like really felt like I had no purpose. I didn't know what my purpose was. And I was still trying to discover one for myself. So the song kind of just embodies how I was feeling at the time, wrestling with all the emotions of being inadequate as a young adult that has yet to accomplish really anything. I think it's somewhat a common feeling in this stage of life to feel lost and discouraged and inadequate, all the feelings and emotions involved with having to make something from nothing. It was just really overwhelming for me to the point where I felt like I couldn't do anything. I got super depressed. I was like rotting in bed a lot and then eventually wrote this song. So it's kind of like the lore behind it, kind of where my mindset was at when the song came out. So Down basically is rock bottom. It's not just being sad, but like having nothing, like no idea of even anything, just being at the start of life where you don't have much to show for yourself, but also coming to realization that there's no one that's gonna pull up and save you from your own mistakes. You know, my favorite line is when I say growing up is strange, a further fall to hit the floor, which means not just when you grow up physically, you get taller, you fall down, it hurts more. It's like physical, but also metaphorically, the fact that your mistakes are more consequential when you get older, right? So you don't have that safety net of your parents or the excuse of being a kid, like, oh, I'm just a kid. I'm sorry. But it's like, you don't have that excuse anymore. Like, you're an adult, you know? It's like the weight of the fact that it's all up to you now. And you make a mistake when you're a kid and you get scolded. You make a mistake when you're an adult and like your credit score's fucked for the next few years, you know, it's a lot of pressure, and that pressure had me down. That's pretty much what inspired the song and where I was at when I wrote it and kind of what I was trying to paint, the picture I was trying to paint with the lyrics and stuff. So I hope that kind of gives some insight if anyone's curious about like what it's about, right? Thank you for featuring it on your podcast. That's really fucking cool. I'll tell everyone to listen to your podcast. It's really awesome.
Feel the same.
So I played that almost 2 minutes in because there's a lot going on in the song and I just try to cram it all in one clip. But you should really go check out the whole song. I love this song. I loved how there was so much to it. I love the guitar at the end. I love her voice. I love the lyrics. I mean, it was just like everything. Like, it's not going to be as rockin'. The album is not going to be as rockin'. I'm telling you right now, it's mellow, but you still get the lyrics and you still get her voice. I was really interested in this album. I don't know. It just piqued my interest. For being a song about being at a low point, it was very upbeat. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know why I'm drawn to these like sad songs. I guess I don't have a way with words. Like, my songs are dumb food songs. I just wrote a song and it was dumb. Like, I can't be serious. I can't get my feelings out, I guess. So I guess I admire and I'm just drawn towards people who can express themselves like in such an elegant way, I guess. I don't know. That just, it makes sense and it sounds good. And it's like, yeah, that's what I'm thinking or that's what I was feeling. Maybe not now, but like back in the day or something. It just hits something. It's like at one point, like I could have related to that. So thank you for that. Thank you for that. Because yeah, I definitely can't write these lyrics. So there's one album out, Cathexis. I hope I'm saying that right. That's where you're going to find a majority of her stuff. There are a few singles sprinkled throughout the discography, like I said. Down is the latest single. I also enjoyed Image, which was a single. And that one cut me deep in my bonsa, but that had too many listens. And I almost went with Paperboy. I really enjoyed that song. I don't know. It was just, to me, I thought it was a funny song, like in my head, like I'm weird. Definitely go check out this artist. She's blessed with a lot of listeners, monthly listeners on Spotify. And there are some songs that have a lot of listens, but I was able to pick from some that had less than 1,000 that met the criteria. So I was excited for me, for this podcast, that I could feature her. So I hope you will check out this whole song. Go listen to the whole song, dude. Just go do it. Check out Down. I hope you will check out the whole album and everything else that she has to offer on Spotify. You can follow Kenja on Instagram. It's at XO Kenja, K-E-N-J-A. You can follow me at D for Music, D-E-E-F-U-R Music on Instagram. Down will be added to the Expand Your Playlist /110 Podcast Playlist, where you can find most of the songs that I've ever featured on this podcast. Some have been taken down. If you want to rate this podcast, I would greatly appreciate that. You could rate it on Spotify or wherever you listen. Hopefully that brings in more listeners to the smaller bands that I am featuring. Thanks for listening. I hope you listen next time to check out a small band or artist. Say hi to your dog for me. Bye.